Good morning, BKL. Vapor kings and queens, all vapors abroad, people that don't vape. What's up? It is Wednesday. It is hump day, March the 20th, 2019. Vapor Kings Lounge is getting ready for the expo in Toledo, Ohio, the 30th and 31st. And it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to see some people I know. Can't wait to make some new business relationships and friend relationships. We don't got to do business, guys, just to be friends. Remember that. So, you know, this morning I want to talk about the other side. The other side. And, you know, the other side, when I refer to the other side, I'm talking about my past life, what I did in my past life. And we've all got our ups and downs. And, you know, my past life, you know, not my past life, should I say, but, you know, yeah, my past life, I guess, you know, what I did in my past. You know what? I was raised pretty good. I may have spoken about it before. I had a pretty decent upbringing. My family, it was secure. That's probably the best way to say it. Our family was secure. You know, we didn't have to worry about food. We were fortunate. We didn't have to worry about food or clothes or things like that. Now, my parents, on the other hand, they may say, well, we worked hard, you know, which they did. My mother, my father, they worked super hard, 12-hour shifts. My dad worked at a power plant. My mom worked in the emergency room. You know, and I was brought up not having to worry about too much. But, you know, I chose a path at a young age to be defiant. I didn't want to abide by rules. I didn't want to do what other people told me I had to do, you know. So it led me to running the streets at a young age. My brother, he's now gone, but me and him ran together as young, you know, as young kids. And we ran the streets. We was just in trouble, school. Then we quit school, young age. We just did what we wanted to do. And it got us in some binds that we probably shouldn't have got out of. Some we didn't, but, you know, I grew up and now that I'm a adult, I look back on it and say, hey man, I wish I wouldn't have done that. But we all wish we wouldn't have done certain things. So with me, you know, what I did though, when I was younger, I got into drugs and not so much using them, but the money was a thing. I always wanted to have money in my pocket and go out and party. I was a partier. And, you know, it wound up giving me a lot of trouble as an adult. Because when I was a kid, I went to juvie hall because I didn't listen, because I wouldn't, you know, do what I was supposed to do. I get out of juvie hall and then, you know, then it was like, man, I need money. You know what I mean? I had nowhere to start. So I was like, you know, let me buy a little bit of pot. So I bought a little pot, started selling pot. And I sold pot for years, and then it's no mystery. You know, cocaine came next, and I started doing cocaine. I started selling cocaine, and I wind up paying the price. You know, I wind up, some people don't know it, some people do, but I wind up going to prison. I went to prison a couple times, and, you know, I just, it's like I couldn't stop, you know, and, you know, prison's no fun, guys. I can tell you that it's not fun at all. It really ain't. It's just repetitious. It's a routine, a day routine, and everything's exactly the same every day. And out here on the other side, life is what you make it. It can be different every day. So, you know, And, you know, I'm telling you, vaping changed not only my wife, not only my kids, my family. Vaping really had changed my life. You know, I mean, I had friends. I did quit selling drugs way before I started vaping, but, you know, but I sat home a lot. Played video games a lot. You know, I did smoke cigarettes, you know, and I said, you know what? I don't know, somebody showed me a vape. I thought it was cool. I liked it. I thought, man, you know, it would definitely help me with my nicotine. I was like, let me give it a shot. And I started vaping. And then through vaping, it was, you know, I met some people. I started buying more supplies. And you guys know the routine. I was in my basement. And I started selling vapes. Vape supplies. All that. So I started building new relationships with people, businesses. And I look back and I say, man, what all has it done for me? Well, I didn't like the life I was living. So when I picked up vaping, I started building these relationships. It changed my life. I realized it's so much better on this side of the fence. On the other side, guys. On the other side. I really enjoy being on this side. Because I don't stay at home anymore. I met some really, really great people in this industry. I met some real cool friends that now become my family. And they are my family. You know, I can't say it enough how much I really care about these people in my life now. But, you know, now I get out. I travel. The expos, the cloud comps, you know, just, I mean, being on this side is really just, I'm blessed. I feel blessed being on this side. I don't look over my shoulder anymore. I'm not worried about the cops arresting me anymore. I'm not worried about getting pulled over anymore. You know, those things are not on my mind at all. Only thing I worry about is paying my taxes and being in to work on time and make sure my people are work on time. Making sure my wife has a good day at work, you know. And that's even more stressful, believe it or not, than the police, you know. So, I just, you know, going from one lifestyle to another lifestyle, it's remarkable. You know, my wife was on the other side one time too. You know, she was into selling drugs and doing drugs. The big thing was doing drugs. And look at her now, graduated, bachelor's degree. 22 months ago, she's got her master's. You know, we've been fortunate enough to go from living in a rinky-dink apartment to own our own home. And that's beautiful. My kids deserve that. My mother deserves it. My father deserves it. Her mother, her father. They deserve it. They deserve the best from their kids. Why do I say that? Because they gave us the best. My mother and father gave us the best. I'm sure her mother and father gave her the best. Because, I mean, I know her dad. He's my father-in-law, her mom. They had a good upbringing. So they deserve it. And I think about, you know, where I would be today if I kept doing what I do or what I was doing. You know, I would probably be in prison for a long time. I would probably be dead due to drug-related incidents or something. You know, and I look at it like, man, you know, here I am on this side, living the life, not a righteous life, but a better life. And I live my life for God. And I try not to get drawn back into the anger and you know, the arguing and the drama. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we all have our days. I've had incidents with different people in this industry, and you know, the best thing is to turn the other cheek, flip around to the other side. I kick back on the other side because that's what this episode's about being on the other side. And being on the other side not only inspires me, but it allows me to see where I was because of the epidemic in this country with the drugs. And I see it on a daily basis. I mean, there are people coming to my shop and they still use, you could tell. I don't make judgment calls, but I can tell. We can tell. We know, you know. And I'm like, man, I used to be one of them people. You know what I mean? I used to be that guy. I used to be that girl. I used to be that person. And now I, you know, it inspires me. Since I'm on this side, since I'm on the other side, guys, inspires me to put my hand across that line and try to pull people across. And that's what I do. I try to inspire people to do what we do, to give a helping hand, to just say, hey man, we're here, you know? And, I talked about it before. We've been talking about it. I do have a drug counseling center across from one of my locations. And I told them, I said, look, what about getting your people, on a certain night and we're going to do a vape aid meeting. Yeah, I said it right. Vape aid. And that's any addiction, not just drugs, not just alcohol. It could be gambling. I mean, it could be any addiction, man. Smoking. We want to help. And with the drug use, I think we could really, really probably help. Because I've been there. Some of the people that work with me have been there. So why not give it a shot? Cause we go above and beyond, and we continue to go above and beyond, and we continue to touch as many lives as we can. So being on this side allows me the means to help those still left over there. And that's what we're going to do, man. We're definitely going to give it a shot. See if we can get people involved to do the vape aid meeting. And, hopefully it'll be, progressive. Hopefully we can touch at least one person. But, you know, I just wanted to tell everybody, man, you know, that we know what it's like over there. I know what it's like over there. No fun. It's no fun. So being on this side, I want to help those on the other side. Guys, Wednesday morning is hump day. Just remember, guys, to be on one side, to be on the other. If you're fortunate enough to be on this side and fortunate enough to help somebody, it doesn't have to be financially. It could be spiritually. Do so. Help them. Reach your hand out. Reach your arms out. Give them a hug. Tell them, hey, man, it's better on this side. It's definitely better on the other side. So, guys, it's my Wednesday podcast. We'll be coming back on Friday. With that being said, guys, I love each and every one of you. And remember, if you see a homeless man, give him $1, $2, $5 if you got it. And reach out and tell somebody you love them today, whether it be your mother, your brother, your sister, your cousin, a friend you ain't spoke to in a long time. Just reach out and tell them you love them. Make that a goal for today. But not just for today, but each and every day, guys. Because we are not promised tomorrow. For me, my family, BKL, to all you guys, BKL, non-BKL, family abroad, all vapors, all non-vapors, all addicts, all non-addicts, we love you. We love you. And we hope to see you on the other side. Until next time, guys. I'll see you Friday. Love y'all.